When he saw the crowd, Jesus went up the mountain. After he sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. I think one of the most moving letters that I've ever read in my life is a letter that a young man wrote to his mother, knowing that he was going to die, and he was 23 years old. And if you know your history well, this was in the 1500s, written by Luis Gonzaga. We have the university, the Gonzaga University. Luis Gonzaga, you might Google it in. And it's a letter of this young man. He's 23 years old. And what has happened is this. We have the worldwide pandemic. Back then in Europe, you'd have local pandemics. Maybe you heard of the bubonic plague, which would sometimes decimate whole cities. So the name of this boy, his name was Luis Gonzaga, and he was studying to become a follower of Ignatius of Loyola, Saint Ignatius. And he came from a really rich family. He would be a multimillionaire today if he received the inheritance of his father. Maybe more. But he decided to live the gospel that you want me to read. Blessed are the poor. So instead of hoarding up riches, he decided to give everything away and to follow Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. To follow Jesus Christ. Follow him totally. He would have been like John Paul Getty. It would have been the big rich people of the world. He decided to follow Christ. So what happened was the plague broke out and he lived most of his... Well, he was all over the place. He had Spanish parents born in the United States. He was in Florence, but the plague really hit Rome, the city of Rome. So he went north to Rome, and the Jesuits had built a hospital, and the hospital wouldn't be like an American hospital today. This is 500 years ago, where you didn't have operations the way we have it. You didn't have cleanliness. You wouldn't have the changing of the beds. In other words, these diseases would spread like wildfire. And you have people that are dying almost like flies. So he purposely decided to go to help those who had the bubonic plague. And he'd carry them off the street into the hospital. So guess what? He got it. He got the sickness, and he ends up there in one of the beds of those people that he was tending. And he writes, it's a tearjerker. He writes a letter to his mother saying, "Mom, I'm going to die." Imagine that. You're writing a letter to your mother that you're going to die. My mom is 91, and I know if she knew I were going to die, I'm one of nine, a big family, that would be devastating. Because I'm very close to my mother. My father died 5 years ago, but that would be devastating. But the letter is so consoling. He says, "Look, don't worry. Don't worry, because I'm going to heaven. And it's much better in heaven. I'm crossing over the river of this life to the eternal shores. Mom, I'm going to heaven, and I'm going to see you there. That's for you and Tina." Yeah. Yes. Whether you're a Catholic or Christian, we all believe in heaven, right? We believe that this life is short. We're here to get to heaven. So that's my words of consolation for all of you, that, okay, physical death, that's not the last word. The last word is that Jesus rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Yes. The last word is not death. The last word is victory. Jesus conquered death by rising from the dead. And that's why we're here. So I'm going to pray for all of you, and pray for Tina, pray for all the ones that we love, that death is not the last word. The last word, Jesus rose from the dead. He opened up the gates to heaven to bring us all to that eternal place of peace and rest. So may God bless all of you, and let's trust that one day we'll be with Tina, praising the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for all eternity. Amen. Stand now to pray the prayer of the faithful.